beyond man and time. His path leads him far away from his world, through forests and valleys, and for a long time not a soul crosses his way. Then he sees a man sitting at the side of the road, just like somebody who's been waiting for him for a long, long time.
Even if I cannot see, I hear you very well. But see, I am voluntarily blind, because it is the truth that shines a light on existence and makes it visible. Just like the sun lights up the day every morning, we cannot see what is not illuminated by it. But there were no more truths in my world. It was getting dark, and I no longer wanted to see even the last tiny rays. Once the preachers of the deadlock darkened the last ray of light, I no longer want to see. I would rather be blind. I accuse them, the liars, those that kill progress in spirit and morality. I ask you, haven't religions prevented the progress of knowledge ever since the dawn of thinking? 2,500 years ago, all the way to the revolution of science in the last century. And isn't it them who prevent today's progress in spirit and morality? Oh no, my friend, the borders of spirit and the principles of morality must not be stiff. They need to float towards a modern approach in a moving world. I didn't see it, the will for equality of all humans. I didn't see it, the will for unconditional peace. And whatever seems overcome by society still finds room to prosper in monotheism. But I am telling you, no one is more right than the other. That is against the nature of truth. No, the common ground lies in our individuality, in difference.
Disappointedly, the journeyman returns to his path, and his thoughts revolve around in a circle. Why do we think of gods when it is man who thinks himself? Isn't it all in us then?